T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But I'd been forgotten, I Joe. I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? But I'd been forgotten, I Joe. I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
You know what we call this on the farm, Leroy? The anthem.
Hawk was tweeting about the song yesterday, saying it was a banger.
100%.
Not a banger.
Total banger.
You're crazy.
Not a banger.
You're crazy, man.
Nope. Had it 15 minutes, it's over.
First of all, you could understand why I might not take too kindly to Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, but listen to that fiddle.
If a fiddle walked in here, you wouldn't know it was
a fiddle. Fiddle's just a violin. Same thing.
Oh, it's not the same thing.
Okay.
Fiddle's an attitude. It's a way of life. Like 2019 hurricane season has arrived.
I like to fiddle you in the throat right now.
Why?
I like fiddle faddle. That's some good stuff.
Oh, fiddle faddle is.
It's kind of like
what?
A crunch.
Caramel?
It's like a crunch
popcorn?
And munch.
Nope.
Like a poppycock?
Nope.
You've never had crunch and munch?
Bunch of crunch, the chocolate?
No.
Crunch and munch, the caramel popcorn with the little nuts.
It's kind of like a better version of Cracker Jacks.
Yeah. I've had Cracker Jacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like level up from that.
Right, because it's like light caramel.
Right.
Not that
I'll be the judge of that.
I mean, should we do a taste test tomorrow?
I got to do the Bobrovsky, you know.
I won't be here, so Thursday, really.
Anyway.
What?
Thursday.
Email yourself?
Inside office politics.
Point for Leroy.
Zaza was all over me yesterday.
Oh, right, he should have been.
Yeah, well,
like,
been.
Oh, he's like, I submitted it on the Ulti Pro. I'm like, I don't see that.
Okay, that's a you problem.
No,
that is a you problem.
No one tells me. Like, if
okay, if wait. So if Lynn approved it, then he should let you know.
He should let me know. You're right.
Right. But that's not a Zazzle problem.
That doesn't always happen, though.
That's not a Zazzle problem.
Whose problem is it?
It's whoever has Ulti Pro. If the man uses Ulti Pro, the man needs to check Ulti Pro to see when people are off.
Stop saying Ulti Pro. Nobody knows what the hell that is.
Yeah, they do. They're a big company. They're in Weston.
It's a Heat sponsor in the jersey.
They're probably loving the mentions.
Are they?
Yeah, they're a local huge company.
I thought it was Ultimate Software that like is on the
they make Ulti Pro.
Well. Anyway, 2019 hurricane season has arrived once again. 7Eye Ticket is bringing you extensive coverage. That coverage is brought to you by BNT Services, protecting you with PGT Impact windows and doors. Be informed this hurricane season from Local 10 and AM 790, FM 104.3 HD2, The Ticket. Let's get to some headlines.
Miami and WSFS-FM HD2 Miramar, a Radio.com sports station.
Robbie's back there in his own little world.
Robbie is...
Things come on.
Unfortunately, the last few days, the board has defeated Robbie.
Hey, Robbie World.
Wait, the thing is, when something goes wrong and he's back there fidgeting and panicking.
Yeah, oh. All right, Miami Hurricanes confirmed yesterday what Tobin already knew. He reported it yesterday on the show. Jaren Williams, starting quarterback. So there you go.
I'm what they call a journalist.
We'll see what happens to Tate Martell. He was, we don't think he was at practice yesterday. We'll see if he was at meetings.
Why do you have to exhale like that?
I mean, all right.
Credit where credit's due. Come on,
I gave you credit.
People were so spot on when they said, "Oh, Leroy's going to be he's not happy that Jaren Williams is the starter."
Why?
Just because I was right.
No, all I care about is the best guy being the quarterback. That's it.
All right, I'm going to keep going now. The Miami Heat's 2019-2020 schedule was released yesterday.
Yeah.
He opened up the season against the Memphis Grizzlies, October 23rd, 7:30 p.m.
We're 3 legs through our that's a win, that's a loss. Right now, we have the Heat at, what do I have them at?
I got to tell
14.
You.
That's 43-19 is what I have them at right now.
I'm going to take one of those darts and stick myself in the forehead.
Why?
Why? This is the best fun we've had all morning.
You have the Miami Heat breaking the NBA record.
No, I don't. I think I have them at a very respectable record with the possibility of adding Bradley Beal.
31-11 would be leading the NBA.
Yeah, but that was only two legs through the season.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's a little bit.
They got some humble pie. They were only four games over in the third leg.
Anyways.
Hey, let's hear from Mo Bamba. This guy comes out there.
Okay.
This guy, a do-nothing. He comes out there, and he's, I don't know why.
A do-nothing?
Yeah, a do-nothing. I don't know why he was on the jump yesterday with Rachel Nichols, why she was wasting her time having Mo Bamba on the show. But this guy, he decides he wants to talk a little smack, Leroy, to the Miami Heat.
Now, on March 4th, you guys are on ESPN. You're going to be featured visiting the Miami Heat, a duel between Florida's two NBA teams. And you got Jimmy Butler down there now to stir things up. Is that Magic Heat rivalry a little back on the front burner here now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a Southeast Division. So we're definitely going at each other. And we always do, you know, it's that Florida in-state kind of rivalry. And it's just bragging rights, really.
How many times did we beat them last year?
More than they beat us.
Wow.
They hate y'all down there.
More than they beat us.
They ruined Chris Bosh night. I was there.
Oh, that was a big one. That was a big one down the stretch of the season. The we needed playoff, that one. Yeah, so
that was a tiebreaker game.
Yeah,
exactly. Then you guys got 3-1. Yeah.
Needed that one.
I'm sorry that the Magic aren't used to retiring jerseys, you know, with the fantastic history they've had in their franchise, you know, with everybody leaving. Just all of them. Everybody, anybody of importance who would get their jersey retired, they want out. Because you want to know something? Nobody wants to play in Mickey Mouse Land. It's a theme park. You guys are an afterthought. You're something to do after Disney. There's no Magic fans. Get the hell out of here, Mo Bamba. And you too, Aaron Gordon. What are you? Here's the thing. You think he's out there? He's a little shook because he sees what Derrick Jones Jr. is doing. He knows that someone's coming for the dunk crown. You see what Derrick Jones Jr. did in the Miami Pro League, Leroy?
Oh, my God.
Did you see that dunk?
That was crazy.
Oh, my God. It was the greatest thing.
How about the pass?
Oh, from Briante Weber?
Yeah.
Whew. That was amazing.
Behind the back, off the backboard.
Crazy.
They have nothing better to do, right?
A couple of scoundrels, those two. Get the hell off the set. When's Rachel Nichols coming down here?
Never.
And where's my Jimmy Butler press conference, by the way?
Oh, again?
Where is my Jimmy Butler press conference? I want it.
Hey. You're the only one in Florida that cares.
I want Rachel Nichols here. I want the jump live in Miami, and I want a Jimmy Butler press conference. And I want Jimmy Butler to talk bleep to Mo Bamba.
It's going to be hard times when we go down there for media day, being there at last night.
What do you mean?
If we have to go after, we do show at 6?
I think normally what we do is we just go after and just tape some stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, media day with UD, that's going to be epic.
It's going to be frosty.
No, it's not.
Frosty.
No, it's not. I'm going to ask him, hey, was it easier coming back when you knew you was going to play?
-1.
You know what I don't like? I don't like the fact that you bring this up. It's not like he's not self-aware. You know? Like, did you hear him when he was talking about Jimmy Butler? Robbie, can you find that? We had that in the system from the other day. Udonis Haslem was talking about Jimmy Butler. And he acknowledged. It's not like he's out there thinking he's going to go out there and drop buckets on people.
That's the way you made it sound.
No.
Like he could go drop buckets whenever he wants.
He could. Well, he said he could roll out of bed and get a double-double. But it was one of those things where...
Hold on.
He was saying that it was one of these things where he was like, you know, we got Jimmy Butler, and he's going to be able to bring something that I don't bring, which is have that impact on the court while I bring that impact on the bench and in the locker room. So why do you got to kick a man while he's down when he's being super self-aware? He knows what he brings from a chemistry standpoint and a leadership standpoint.
Fixed it.
Play that, Robbie.
Another leader. You know, another amazing, amazing, tremendous competitor. You know, another guy with some experience. Another guy who can drive these guys, but, you know, not just, you know, off the court or in practice like I do. Somebody who can actually drive these guys in the game and push these guys, play at an intense level. in the game and do some of the things that, you know, I try to do from the bench. But it's always different when you have a guy in the game that's driving guys like that. You know, I feel like we have that injustice as well. I feel like we're getting that in Bam as he's growing and getting more comfortable. So, you know, we have guys like that. But, you know, Jimmy's the most comfortable and the guy that's been probably the guy that's been doing that long enough.
See? So he's not acting like he's out there and he's having the impact of Jimmy Butler. I feel like you should lay off.
Look.
He sounds like the most self-aware person there is.
I got nothing against you, D. Nothing. Nothing at all. But my question to you is this. The team did not make the playoffs last year. Are you in a position as an organization to just have dead weight on the end of the bench?
He's not dead weight.
When you didn't make the playoffs last year.
Minus
one.
Weight.
Man,
he's
not you know dead what? Weight. You know what? Leadership don't win games. Points do.
Minus one.
Really? Okay, so having Yonte Maytin 0 points.
I'm not saying it has to be Yonte Maytin.
Make it anybody.
Right.
Make it anybody.
Right. Somebody who could develop and become a player.
No, they can't all develop and be players. Some of them are going to just be scrubs. Some are going to be Dexter Pittman. Some are just going to be guys. Some are going to be Eddie Curry. Some are going to be Eric Dampier.
Hey, wow.
Are you kicking the bottom of the barrel of that so UD looks better?
I'm just saying, like, I don't know what this obsession is having with the 14th, 15th guys.
I don't have an obsession
yes,
about
you are.
It.
Yes,
I
you do.
I just merely asked the question. Understand where I come from. I come from a football background. There's no dead weight on the team.
Uh-oh, really?
We call them practice squad guys.
Please. Minus one.
Have you watched the Dolphins the last few years? Tell me there hasn't been dead weight on
these
teams.
By the way, inferring that Udonis Haslem is dead weight in itself is ridiculous.
But do you remember Danelle
Ellery? What do you call somebody who's not playing?
Do you remember Philip Wheeler?
Your Highness.
Minus one.
Do you remember Philip Wheeler with his club? Oh, yeah. You tell me that's not dead weight?
Well, that's because they had him come. Whoa, I'll never forget that day. Uh-oh, dude got a billy club, and he's guarding the tight end one-on-one. That's not going to end well.
What else you got, Beast?
Oh, back to the headlines?
Yeah, man.
You know, good news. The Marlins started a four-game series with the Dodgers tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens there. You got Jordan.
Three-game set.
Oh, I screwed up again. Jordan Yamamoto on the hill against Clayton Kershaw. We'll see how that goes.
He got an extra day off, didn't he?
Who?
Yamamoto. No, that was last week.
Did last time. I mean, he technically got an extra day off because they were off yesterday.
He needs to. I think he's just getting tired.
I think they've seen him around a couple times.
No. Okay. Really?
I mean, he doesn't have electric stuff, so he needs to be crisp.
Pinpoint.
A couple of other stories. Roberto Luongo-Walvo's number retired.
That's awesome.
Chad Thomas, who the Browns defensive lineman, who we thought was immobilized yesterday, suffered a strained neck at Browns practice. He's actually been released from the hospital. So
good
news for Chad Thomas. And this one we haven't talked about yet. The NCAA amended the Rich Paul rule.
Yeah, it was a dumb rule to start.
Look, I'm not Team Petty anymore. All right, I'm a different guy.
But if you were.
In fact, I got to go up on this is why I'm saying this. I'm not Team Petty anymore. This world's scared of LeBron James, man. They are scared because he's had two, I guess you would call, media controversies over the last couple of weeks between David Griffin saying that he doesn't care about winning and that it's miserable being around him, and then his agent, Rich Paul, getting banned from the NCAA, and both of them. They skedaddled so quickly and ran in fear of LeBron James. It's impressive. How fast did that take?
What's the most important?
It was like less than a week.
The funny thing is that he don't really have to say much.
He said a lot. He's
short text.
He said to David Griffin, "Ether is coming." And then what did he?
No, he said that about the NCAA.
No. He said that about David Griffin.
He said about David
Griffin.
The
NCAA, he was just like. He says, stay woke, see what they're doing. You know, he was just pointing out how ridiculous it is that they're doing that to Rich Paul. But they rolled over like a puppy getting their belly rubbed.
Because think about this. When ESPN called it the Rich Paul rule, and Rich Paul's African-American.
Yep.
The way society is, that's not going to go well.
No.
Not going to go well.
Especially if the world's most famous athlete is, you know, calling you out hard.
And has never been in trouble, and you're not going to be able to find nothing, and you're going to be like, this is all on us.
Yeah. No, it's been pretty impressive to see how people are running scared of him.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you?
No, me? No. No.
But would you have that rule?
No, I think the rule's stupid.
Right. Okay, so you have to go that.
I think the rule's stupid. I don't. First of all, I don't understand why all of a sudden the NCAA is acting like they care. They don't.
Right, right. That's what's crazy to me because, we fought the one and done rule. They had a fight with the one and done rule for a while.
Right.
Like now you have kids who are not only deciding. Not only are we not going to play for you, we're not even going to play for the NBA. We're going to go play in Europe, make some money for a couple of years.
I know we have the fourth leg of our win or lose segment with the Heat.
Oh, good. I got time taking that.
No, not yet. Well,
No. We're not getting to that next.
Not yet. We do have the first comments from Manny Diaz on the Jaren Williams decision. I don't know if you want to get to that at some point, but he was on with Joe on 560 The Joe just about an hour ago. We have that.
Power 90 Joe?
Yes, Power 90 Joe today because the QAM studio took it like Lake Ontario.
Sometimes like
yesterday.
You think everything's going to come in here and it's going to work. But when I walked in here and then I saw it looked like Area 51 in 560 The Joe's studios, I was like, damn.
You like saying that, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It's a great name. We're back after this. God, I was just showing Leroy maybe the greatest head kick knockout I've seen since like Anderson Silva.
Who is it?
I mean,
it's from let me get this promotion up. It's one I haven't heard of before.
That's probably why the guy got kicked in the face.
It's Extreme Fighting Championship. You can follow him at EFC Worldwide. And this guy's name is Ijeasu Shintamba. And he kicks this guy in the face. At 7-9 The Ticket, if you guys want to see it. It's one of the craziest knockouts. He front kicks this dude in the face.
Oh!
It's so vicious.
It's fast.
So vicious.
And it's so fast that he kicks him in the face, then as he's falling, has time to hit him with the right.
Like, because I guess the guy didn't realize he was knocked out, so he was still standing.
No, because he went up like a windsock. He was like, bang.
That's what those things are called?
I don't know. Those things that are at the car dealership.
I just love the fact he's falling down. He has no idea where he is. And it happened so fast, the guy still has a chance to punch him.
Guy's like, I got
to
get one more.
It's a question. Is Flacco the only one that orders a check in those situations?
Check, please.
Check, please.
All right. So Manny Diaz was on the Joe Rose Show earlier today.
5-6 of the Joe.
He has made his first comments about deciding to put Jaren Williams as the starting quarterback over Tate Martell and Nikosi Perry.
Robbie, stop touching stuff!
I was doing so good today. I haven't done that once. I did it like a bunch of times yesterday. I was like, yes, I'm throwing a perfect game, and then bam.
Yeah, but you're almost fired during the break, so.
Yeah.
Well,
So let's start with this. This is Manny Diaz on the quarterback decision and just purely why he went the direction he went.
Tough decision. I know you had to make yesterday. With everything going on, I think everybody's just kind of curious when you go into making that decision, what did you have to look at with three guys so close? Can you just talk about the final things that you saw with Jaren Williams?
Well, we were pretty consistent in terms of our evaluation throughout the entire time in terms of what mattered to us. Which has been eliminating the critical errors, and then it comes down to decision-making. You know, accuracy, and then does a guy have a little bit of a knack for maybe making something happen special? And I'll tell you, it's funny. I mean, I would sit there and watch, you know, during training camp, and I'd say we can go do this with any of these three guys. I mean, it was really like that. I mean, I really felt like all three guys had elevated their play.
I'm buying that.
You know, from certainly from spring, but even from, you know, the guys that were with us last season. And so, you know, I think what just separated Jaren is, you know, Jaren just has his arm talent is obviously very, very good. And I think there was some instinctual things in terms of understanding just, you know, it's the understanding of position and sort of, you know, quarterbacking, you know, just really having a great feel for where to go with the ball. And, And I think, you know, and I think his determination and toughness and some of those things won out. And that doesn't mean, like I said, that we couldn't have won with the other guys, but I don't think we had to choose. And, you know, we had, you know, we took down data for everything and were very deliberate in terms of how we went through the process. But I think everybody felt good about going with Jaren.
Why is it that the quarterback, like the coach has always got to go like saying everybody was equal, like everybody at the same time? You know what else is this? Brian Flores, I love the guy. But the one thing that drives me nuts with this whole quarterback decision between him and Fitzpatrick and Rosen is he always mentions Jake Rudock also.
Right.
Like, he's always like, we got to decide amongst all three of our guys.
Well,
it's like,
Fitzpatrick said that too.
Why?
We got Jake in our room.
I don't care about Jake Rudock. He's not a thing. He's just there. He's not doing anything. He's just hanging. Rudock's happy to be there. Maybe he gets to have a cappuccino with Marino every now and then. Get some stories of yesteryear.
Days like, of yore.
Yeah. Why do we always got to do that with the three quarterbacks? I don't understand. Like, you want to feel like, you don't want to feel like everybody's left out? How could they all be equal? How? How is that a thing? How do we get there?
How?
Yes.
I can tell you how. N'Kosi Perry is a pocket guy, right? How effective is that going to be with that offensive line?
Not great.
As of right now.
Not right now.
Tate Martell is mobile, but hasn't yet figured out when to be mobile, when to be a pocket passer.
Or an accurate passer.
Jaren is a combination of both. So they can all be good at what they do, but because Jaren can do both, he is in a better spot to be successful on that team. That's how.
Yeah. I'm not buying it.
All right, let's go.
It sounds Schrute. Too good.
It's Coach.
You don't want to hear it? All
right. Here is him talking about Tate Martell not getting the job.
Hey, Coach, getting back to Jaren Williams, the other national story has been Tate Martell, who is a pretty big recruit himself coming in from
but
the
Joe, sounds
the
like he's on a walkie-talkie.
Out of Ohio State, and the guy not getting the job. How did he take it? What did you say to those guys, and what do you say, and – everybody's curious now to see if they stay around.
Well, we told all the guys, you know, that it was that the competition was very close, that that by no means that, you know, that even when Jaren won it, that doesn't mean that he's perfect and, you know, and without, you know, flaws, or that the idea is that he doesn't have to improve. We told all of them that they had all made massive strides, because they have. They've all really, really improved, and that they all need to continue to improve. I thought all three guys took it really well. And the sort of the message is like, let's get back here and let's get back ready to work. To me, that's all a part of it. It's just the nature of the position. You know, you want one guy. I feel like for a long time we've been needing a guy to be our quarterback at Miami, instead of, you know, kind of going back and forth. And so the team can rally around, and that the fan base can rally around. And look, but yeah, I mean, we're going to be young. But that's okay, because we think the role to Jaren. We think we got a guy that we can rally behind, and let's go do it.
All right, I feel like I've listened to 3 minutes of nothing.
Yeah, we've learned nothing.
I've learned
I've
learned nothing.
I thought with Manning maybe we'd get like some, you know, a
I've
little
learned,
bit more than
I've
coach
got
speak.
Nothing.
Yeah, we got.
I've literally sat here.
We heard Joe talk through a walkie-talkie.
Poor Joe Rose is sitting here. He's talking. Manning, come in here. Listen, what do you think about Tate Martell? Is he upset? Yeesh.
Should be upset.
Who?
They didn't get all of them.
Oh, yeah.
They just didn't get the starting job.
The question is, there's some signs pointed to Tate Martell's unhappiness being a little bit more than just being unhappy.
He's not going to give you anything. Man, he's not giving you anything. Is today Canes Media Day?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So we'll find out in about an hour.
More fodder
in an hour.
More fodder. You going down to that?
Nah, we had to take pictures. Brought my suit.
What? Why?
Brought my suit. So
that's not the idea, man. We came here, we said we're wearing Vice shirts.
I brought a Vice shirt.
Robbie's wearing a Vice shirt. Leroy's wearing a Vice shirt. I'm wearing a Vice shirt.
I got a Vice shirt.
Why do you have a suit?
Because I figured we take one picture with me in a suit. That would be funny.
Listen, no bits
I'm the
with
suit.
The pictures.
I'm,
no, I don't want bits with the pictures.
You bring any of your costumes?
Yeah, but that's different. They're costumes. They're not me. They're different characters.
I play
they're
the
not
suit.
For the show.
Characters.
They're for the website.
I'm the suit. Character.
That's not a character. That's just you. You're a chameleon.
Should I dress like me?
Steven. What do you think about this?
That's an Overton, buddy.
It's like the poor bastard's talking through a tin can. Station's been here for 2 weeks.
Power 96 is supposed to move in like this week. So what are they? What are they going to do then?
Power 96. We got many ideas here on the line.
Another one.
Yo, DJ Zog. I'm with Manny Diaz here on the.
I shouldn't make fun of. Listen, we were straight up off the air last week.
No, seriously, and we're only
last week.
Like
yeah,
so,
it was last
so,
week.
So one of our engineers, Laz.
I meant us. We were off the air. For
one of our engineers, Laz, had a little discussion with Robbie during the break.
Right.
I won't get to the nature of that, but. It was basically mentioned that, hey, dude, like, you know, you guys are 20 feet over and it's supposed to rain again today. Don't think you're out of the woods in this studio yet.
Oh, man.
What do you think would happen during Zazzo's show?
What do I think would happen? I think it'd be a disaster.
Think you'd be upset?
I mean,
I've already gotten 7 emails from him today.
I think anybody would be upset.
No, I'd just start laughing.
I mean, at this point, you can only laugh because everything has gone wrong in this new building. Everything. And it's so... The thing that's awful about it is beautiful.
Oh, it's the most... I brought my parents here over the weekend. They were like, wow.
It is such a gorgeous building.
Right.
But man, it is cursed.
Technically, it's...
It is just completely bleeped.
It's been something.
So, I don't know. So that was Manny Diaz saying nothing. And giving you nothing. And I was disappointed.
I can translate what he said.
Okay, go ahead.
It doesn't matter who we play at quarterback, we're going to lose 60 to nothing.
Oh,
come on, Robbie. What are you doing, man? Play to-
He had it ready. I mean,
I saw Dan Mullen. He had some things to say about it. He's like, oh, we don't have much tape on him. But,
he's like, I remember we recruited him. But,
well, you know, they said Jaren Williams would look at him. But, you know, I don't even know if he talks like that. But, you know,
pretty close.
Gators. But, you know, he hasn't played a lot. None of their guys have played a lot, so it's not like, let's go study this guy. Plus, it's Gainesville. We don't even have moving pictures or really even electricity.
Why are you talking like Dr. Phil?
That's just how they sound, man. I have no idea what Manny and Dan are planning to do with an offense. I know that we're going to be practicing live against possums. It's Gainesville.
You can't play live against possums.
Oh, that's how they do it in Gainesville, bro.
It's Hogtown, man.
You know, in Gainesville, they make their warm clothes when they have to go up for northern games. They actually dress their little sweaters are made of possum.
What is wrong with you?
Honey Boo Boo's mom is out there. She's knitting all the sweaters.
Paul, hey, 11 days there, Paul. Can't wait for the Gators to chop up them canes, Paul. Looks like Tate Martell. Someone should Martell him. He ain't got the job. Go Gator. Chomp, chomp. Tell that fine IG girlfriend of his she want a real quarterback. Be here with Philippe. Roll Tide. Go Gator.
Wait, I don't think they would say both.
What? We all sound alike. SEC. Hey. It's Amber Wilson. Hey.
Wait, Amber doesn't sound like that.
Oh.
No, that's how she sounds when she calls Feinbaum.
Oh, she called Feinbaum?
Oh, yeah. She loves Feinbaum.
Isn't he on while they're on?
Maybe.
So, like, during breaks?
Let's go out to
Hot takes.
Let's go out to.
Oh, that's right. Look, she goes and calls Paul Feinbaum, and Zaslow gets a quick set in for some training for his big fight.
Hey.
Let's go out to Amber in Fort Lauderdale. Amber, what do you have?
Paul!
Did she go full redneck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, they're on after. She can call all night.
Yeah, she got time.
3 to 7.
100%.
Feinbaum, yeah.
SEC, Paul! Hey! You see Tebow? Not playing baseball no more, Paul. I think you should get another chance in the NFL.
Yeah, but so, I mean, she puts on the voice because normally she's a Wilson.
Yeah,
right. And
but now she's talking Gators.
But a Wilson who's dignified would never resort to calling Paul.
No. But there's she lives a closeted Wilson life. It's not all Cullen and Augustus. Like when she puts on that blue and orange, it's
hey,
I've heard it. It's the same. It's the same person that steals Leroy's chicken wings.
Yeah, Wilson eats salads.
Wilson eats with the pinkies up and salads. And grain and granola and gluten-free.
But that gator?
Hey! Paul!
Need some tater skins.
I got me some barbecue gator. That's right. Somebody fry me an ibis. Right here in the parking lot that there, Paul. We're going to Captain World, whatever the hell it's called, Bass Pro Shop Stadium. We're going to kill them hurricanes. Literally, because we got murderers on our team.
It's Captain World.
Whatever. This place is nice. I might live here.
I got to tell you, for a stadium that doesn't have a team, they play a lot of damn football games there.
Well, yeah. And they really did a nice job renovating it, because it was the were you ever at the Citrus Bowl and it was just a Citrus Bowl?
You mean when they ruined Greg Cooper's career?
Correct. It was horrible.
Nope.
I mean, it was like one step, maybe a step.
Do they still
up
have the trough?
No, I think they've redone
Keith,
all that.
They have Bethune against FAMU there.
Right.
So,
but you weren't there. You were only at Camping World.
Yeah, Camping World.
Yeah, no. This is what I'm talking, old school Citrus Bowl.
Right. The only time I played in Orlando, we played in the Hall of Fame game. That was in, I don't know where that was.
Yeah, had to be. That's the only stadium there.
Is Citrus Bowl?
Yeah.
No, it was in Tampa.
Then it's not in Orlando.
Right. I'm just trying to think.
Geography with
Where's Mons Venus?
That's Tampa.
Yeah, okay. It was Tampa.
Nothing I would know.
You came, brother. You spit that right off the top of your head. Like, wow.
I know two things. Mons Venus and Burns.
I'm telling you, it looks like everybody on football team, every time you play Tampa, it's like playing Frogger. Because it's on the other side of the highway.
Right, you got to go.
So they run across the highway.
Is it on Dale Mabry? I forget.
Paul! You ever go to Zappers? That's our strip club here in Gainesville. We don't have neon in the strip clubs. We're lit up by mosquito zappers. Go Gator!
Oh, they do have a adult entertainment club in Gainesville. It's that one, you can see the signs, Cafe Risque.
What?
In Micanopy.
You talking about the trucker stop?
Yeah.
That's in Gainesville?
There's also one, I just Googled it. There's also a place called The Taste of Chocolate.
Isn't that place like a diner?
Yes, it's like a diner with naked chicks.
What? They got places you can eat.
Corned beef hash and boobies.
No, dude. Hey,
I don't eat where there's butt. Sorry. Naked butt. You don't eat no meals. Sorry. Nothing against cheese.
Hey, nice ass. Pass the Tabasco sauce.
So when you're telling me, when
just sounds like a no-no. People talk about having buffets. Like, hey.
So Gator's Joe Z, when he's doing his line instead of Miami Sea Aquarium, he's talking about,
hey, first down Gator, Cafe Risque, first down.
That's what's going down there?
That's the Cafe Risque play of the game.
Five a leg, if that's a win, that's a loss next.
Yes!
Here we go, down the stretch.
We call this the home stretch of That's a Win, That's a Loss with your Miami Heat.
If y'all didn't like me and y'all didn't want me to be on the show, why are you... You just tell me.
You know you like it because you've had thoughts on all of our games.
No, I haven't.
You've had thoughts.
The way you're picking these games, the Heat are going to break the record for most wins in the season.
Perhaps. We'll see in the final leg of That's a Win, That's a Loss. Starting off, boys. Where do we leave off?
I believe you're at Washington that first week of March.
At Washington that first week of March. Obviously, we're going to start off. I actually got a loss that one. I think they got one.
It's the second week of March.
I think they got one. No season sweep. Then they take on the Charlotte Hornets at home. I'm going that's a win. Then you host the New York Knicks. Win.
But then back-to-back Chicago.
Both at home. Win.
Then you go to Milwaukee.
Loss.
Loss.
Win. Then you're in Chicago. Loss. I don't like playing in Chicago. Not a fan. At Indiana.
How many games have you played in the NBA?
Huh?
Okay, I was just checking.
Minus one.
This is stupid.
You're ruining the party.
Minus one.
I don't know what you're doing there.
Indiana?
Loss.
Indiana. I'm going loss.
That crackpot Mark Boyle will be out there.
Oh, my God. We got something for you, Mark Boyle. Just you wait. I don't know what that is. I don't know what that means, but we got something for you. Hosting Oklahoma City, I go win.
Ooh, that's a typical bad team at home, bad crowd loss.
Think a bad crowd?
No.
It's a bad
no.
team.
What about hosting Denver? Maybe Jokic
that's
in the midst
loss.
Of an MVP
no,
candidacy?
That's a loss.
I feel better about Denver than Oklahoma City.
I'm going to go with that's a win.
No, I go loss.
If you were going to go with a bad team at home, would you want to go Phoenix Suns? Didn't that happen
last
year?
Oh, yeah, that did. Tyler Johnson, revenge.
Yeah, I'm going to go that's a win, though. I'm going to go that's
I'll
a win.
I'll take a loss for Phoenix.
Let's see. We got at Charlotte. That is a win.
That's a win.
Then you go hosting Detroit. That's a win.
Wait, where do you
go? No, I'm sorry.
No, go
you go
Boston.
At Boston.
At Boston.
Win.
On April Fool's Day.
Win. Total win.
Yeah, I'm going to go win.
Heat loss. Domination.
Loss. Then at Detroit. That's a loss.
Yeah, it's a loss.
I'm going to go at New York. Win.
Win.
Obviously. Knicks. Against Indiana. That's a win. Home at?
Home Detroit.
Detroit. I'm going to go loss. I don't like the matchup with Detroit very much. Home with the Celtics, that's a win.
Loss.
In Charlotte, that's a loss. And finally, hosting the Toronto Raptors, last game of the season.
They'll be sitting players, probably.
Yeah, they'll be resting players. They're probably like a one seed in the East right now. I got them. I got a win.
I got 13-7.
I'm going to call that the Strokinson goes off game. All right, so what do you guys have as a final record?
Hold on, I'm adding.
I got it ready. I have about 42-40.
42-40?
42-40.
Oh,
that's about right.
Out of here.
That's good. Better than last year.
That's about right.
I got him 52-30.
I have, let's see, carry the three. 57-25. What?
I have him at 52 wins.
57-25. Seems fair. Why are you looking at me like that?
What's Vegas over under?
For the Heat?
Robbie?
44.
I don't know. Vegas is filled with haters.
44. So 13 over?
Yeah. No. 23 over.
13.
Oh, 13 over the over-under. My bad.
Yeah.
Hey, what?
Feinbaum's caller is here.
Oh, Jethro's here?
Yep. Jethro.
Pow!
That's not Amber, that's Jessica.
No, no. Behind behind Jennifer is Amber.
There's like a weird glare.
Amber came walking down the hall giving us a look.
Yeah, no, she wasn't happy.
Oh, we always
get think she heard the Jethro jokes?
She's not happy about it.
It's true, though.
She's a proud Wilson, so, you know.
She's a proud
Wilson. Oh, no. Oh, no, we're being bombarded.
By your impression of
Paul! Paul!
Jethro just got in the studio! She let a possum loose! Gator football!
It's not Amber, it's Jethro!
Oh,
she
no!
She does think Paul Feinbaum is the best.
Oh, she loves Paul Feinbaum. One time,
really?
Paul Feinbaum, when we had one of our prank callers call Bill, and he threatened to throw them in prison.
Yeah, he actually did. I think he threw us in a Siberian prison.
Which has
never been so
Which is much more secure than a.
Hey, just want to give you a warning. If it starts raining, if I were you, just run.
Yeah, nothing works here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard you talking about that. Zazzle's going to go full bagel boss if it starts raining in the studio.
Right.
Stuck in cover.
Might want to calm down. He's got a match coming up. He's in training.
Oh, he's training.
Oh, damn.
The worst thing to happen is bagel
gotta take,
guy looking
to take
like...
on Dykstra.
Worst thing that
I can't wait for
you look like somebody that you would actually. I could see him blowing up like that.
I can't wait for the Canes to smoke the Gators. That's gonna be great. She's gonna be so sad. She's gonna be so sad.
Better be, because otherwise she'll be so cocky.
Oh, it's I couldn't.
There's nothing worse than cocky.
Can I ask
Gators
you a question?
Oh, I'll lock out that studio.
If one
so
team
hard.
Is clearly better than the other team, the only team that has anything to lose is the team that's better.
Oh, so you're saying it's a house money game for the Canes?
What I'm saying is
tactic.
Florida is ranked ninth in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, preseason rankings mean nothing.
Hold on. Let me finish. Miami is not ranked at all. They have issues at quarterback. Nobody really knows how they're going to protect that quarterback.
Dude, rankings are for suckers.
Okay, that's fine. But if Florida wins, nobody's going to think it's that big of a deal. Right? If Miami wins, though.
Yeah, let's talk about
right.
that. Let's talk about
so,
that.
I'm just saying, if you want to talk about Miami, can just go in there and freewheel it.
She was on the other foot last year, man, with that Orgeron. Farmer Fran came in here. Nobody thought any LSU was any good shakes. And then he goes in here. We want to snicker at the Hurricane. Don't overchain. And then look what happened. They rolled him, and then they catapulted. Nobody thought that.
All right.
Shoes on the other foot this time.
It's us against the world, Leroy. Always has been.
Yep.
You know why? Because people like you call say we're the pinky toe. A
lot of haters out there.
Us against the world.
A lot of haters.
Hey, people like Robbie say 60 to nothing.
You were 7-4 last year, right?
7-6. 7-9 if you like, go back 16 games.
Different dawn, different day, baby.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Hey, how many games? Here. Let me ask you, how many games did Jaren Williams play last year?
He played a couple snaps against Savannah State. Yeah.
Interesting. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how's a full season sound for that, huh? How's that sound?
I mean, they got to be able to block.
Hashtag TNM, man.
You're going to see a lot of what.
How many games did they play under the hashtag TNM moniker last year?
That's stupid.
0.0?
That's correct.
That's right. It was the old Miami with, well, and who's a very sweet man and one of my favorite guests. I do enjoy him very much.
Yeah, we should get him on again.
I mean, but you know, it is what it is. He had his Waffle House menu and, you know, and he was out there and he was just like, yeah, should I? Let's call a run play.
Run off, Rykard.
John, son, yeah. Who's the best quarterback that we got for the Canes? Is it Coase or the guy I didn't like in the first place? Didn't he change his name this year? It was Rozier. But now it's Rozier.
Didn't I threaten to throw him off the team?
Yeah.
Well.
That's not there anymore, Leroy, so you better watch out.
Yep.
You better watch out.
Yep, you're out of your element.
Swimming in the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
Put on your flippers.
Yep.
Relax.
60.
Let's let them play some games before you guys start. Right. I'm not even saying sad trombone. I'm just keeping it real.
No, seriously, we do a show with a brass section.
I did not. At no point.
No, he
point
was doing
time,
it for himself because he whipped
wait,
out the 60
at no
again.
Point in time did I say Miami was going to get crushed or Florida
so
was
going to
get
crushed. So you're saying they're
going to win? I didn't say that.
You have a prediction on the game yet?
No.
Okay.
All right, you calibrate on that.
Yeah, you marinate on it.
No.
Zaslow and Jethro are up next.
Jethro.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.